Speaking to reporters outside the conference center, Mrs. Mackler described the compromise as a major step forward.
Erstens, es ist gelungen, dass alle G8-Staaten den internationalen...
Mrs. Mackler said G8 members agreed to curb the rise of global warming gases and also agreed that substantial emissions cuts will be necessary. A strategy to achieve this is to be worked out within the United Nations for 2009. Mrs. Mackler made global warming a cornerstone of this summit, but she failed to overcome U.S. reluctance to commit to reducing emissions by at least 50% by the year 2050. She said, however, that those specific goals would be under serious consideration. Philip Clapp, president of the Washington-based National Environmental Trust, describes the compromise as weak.
The only thing that President Bush was willing to agree to was that there should be a new treaty to replace the Kyoto Protocol when it expires in 2012, and that treaty should be negotiated by his successor in 2009. He rejected every single substantive emissions reduction proposal. He even rejected proposals that the industrialized economies should improve the energy efficiency of their economies by 30% over the next decade and a half. And the communique is fundamentally meaningless.
But British Prime Minister Tony Blair sees progress.
Now we have an agreement that there will be a climate change deal. It will involve everyone, including America and China, and it will mean a substantial cut in greenhouse gas emissions, and we're going to be from a starting position of considering the halving of emissions by 2050, which is a huge thing.
Environmental advocate Philip Clapp says the one positive aspect is that even though President Bush refused to concede major points, he has paved the way for other G8 leaders to begin to create a consensus on a new climate change agreement and then work on it with the next U.S. president. Sonia Pace, VOA News, at the G8 summit site, Heiligendamm.